You fight every stripe, you fight every kind of evil spirit, every kind of sedition, every kind of treachery, everything there is, you will fight it. What has separated you from the love of Yah? Tell me that we fight in Yahshua. What Yahshua is, He shows us the power of this great Ahava of Yah. He finished everything that He was sent to do. Everything. He did it with perfect obedience unto the Abba. What a profound thing that Yah would use this clump, birth in a body, clay, that it would bring forth the excellence of His might. Yah, the power of Yah, the power of His living word, to show us that you are without any excuse, that we can have great love for Him. That we can have great love for Him. Where no one knows my situations. Whose situation is any more bleak than this brother's? Here. That he has to raise his own daughter. I pray that Yah will send precious sisters. Not Jezebels trying to get in bed. Not a woman looking for a husband. A woman doesn't have to look for a husband. Yahweh will send a man. If it's Yah's will, he will marry the woman. What a woman does is prepare herself to be wife material and to be a wifely woman. That's what she does. Did you all hear that unshackled last night during the period of the time of the World War II? The German man, a young girl that he wanted to marry, he said before he married her, he said, I tell you what, I will send you to a school. She was a nurse. He said, I will send you to a school for 2 years. They will teach you how to be a wife. How to cook, how to clean, how to be a mother, how to get up, how to take care of children. Because she was what we call, quote, Christian. You know what unshackles is. Don't look at me that way. I was just impressed with the storyline. I like to listen to that because of the story lines. Please play that again today, brother. Play all three parts. You didn't play the third part last night. He was captured. He was in prison in America, in New Orleans, in Chicago. And yet when he came home, he found this still pristine years. I believe it was about 16 years he was away from them. It could have been more than that. I don't know the exact number. But when he came home, she was still pristine, ready, and prepared for a husband man. She was taught how to be a wife. She was taught how to be a mother. She was taught how to love her husband. She was taught how to honor him. And we don't want Yahweh to teach us what he wants from us. We don't want him to tell us that you stink. Your wombs are open. They're foul. We don't want him to tell us that. We raise hell with him. Help us, Yah. Help us, Yahweh. We get upset with Yah when he tells us. Little children, Johanna, how old are you? How old? 6. When I tell you to do some things at times, do you ever get upset with me? Say it so I can hear you. Yes, sir. That's the way we are. Do you stay mad at me long? Huh? You stay mad at me long? You stay mad at me long? Huh? No, you can't do it. She doesn't stay mad at me long. I popped her. Come on, give me a kiss. And it's all over with. Kiss and make up. Let's just go from there. We don't want Yahweh to intrigue us. We don't want the love of Yah. And the reason why, because we're on the threshold, we're not true Israel. We are false deception, a mutated people that has come in some other way, but how Hamashiach tells us. We come in any other way, we are robbers and we are thieves. So we have not come the way He has commanded us to come. You want to come by your own way. Well, my feelings are important. Your feelings don't mean a nickel worth of rat's poopy. Don't even mean that. It has no value at all. None whatsoever. You couldn't buy nothing with your emotions. Nothing. Your words have no strength. Your character is based upon emotion. It's fickle. Yahweh never change. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So what has separated you? Well, Pastor Roberts, you said this. What has separated you? Well, you reprove me. What has separated you? I'm a straightforward preacher. And I will tell it straight. No, I may not know what many people contact me, no. But I do know what I do know. That's enough. And so the simplicity of truth that I teach, I do know it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. HaMashiach says, Yahuda said to him, not Iscariot, Yeshua. How is it that you may manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Why is it that you will make yourself known to us? Why not to the whole world? HaMashiach answered and said to him, he said, this is how you will know that I've been made known to you. If any man love me, he will keep my words. If any man loves me, he will keep my words. So if we love Yahweh, we will keep his words. And my Abba will love him. And we now, you understand that? We will come in to him and we will make our fellowship with him. We'll make our stay with him. Come on, brothers and sisters. You tell me that ought not to make one rejoice with great delight. We have fellowship with our wicked kinfolks. We get happy, smile, rejoice. And yet, how much you give us something that profound? We are an ignorant generation. We are stupefied. We are sottish. We are dumbfied. We are dumbed down. And we don't want to face the reality. We are dumb. It's only when we understand what we are that we can move beyond that. That's the truth. That's just like a drunkard. Until the drunkard say, I am a no good drunkard. And I know what I am. That's the only time he's going to move beyond that. When a boy says, as David said, when I was a boy, I did the boy's thing. The little girl's thing. When I became a man, he said, I put away. Put away my little toys. The toys I play with now, they're not like the toys I played with when I was Hannah's age, or Richard's age, or Nick. I don't play with them kind of toys. Totally different thing. Things I deal with now, they're much more balanced. She said, put away. That's almost putting back a pair of slacks when I was 155 pounds. And all of a sudden, I pull them out, and I look at that, and I say, you tell me you were that size one time? You wore that? Huh? Totally different attitude, personality, person, a maturity level that is not like it was when I was 21, not even 25, not even like when I was 45, not even when I was 50, not even 10 weeks ago. Hallelujah. Not even the same. It should be a progression. It should be a growth. And it should be evident when you look at yourself, you can sense the power of Almighty Yahweh there. I do. I said something every day. I hadn't looked at myself in a long time. I was sitting on the board. I was sitting there. And I just sit and look and just looked at that person. I know who he is still. I do. He doesn't look the same that he looked 15 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. Continuous. Always changing. Refining. To perfection. That your heart think on him. Your mind, your desire, your will is to please him. Without that, we're going to be in bad trouble. And I tell you the truth. And this is a simple truth today. Someone would write me. You may not appreciate it. That you sitting here? You may not. But I guarantee you. Someone would write me. And tell me that Pastor Roberts, that is what I needed. It may not bless you. But that's all right. I'm only speaking to Israel. I'm not speaking to the goats. I'm not speaking to the Gentiles. I'm not speaking to the Hittites or the Jebusites. I'm speaking to Israel. He's going to make his house one that on this wonderful occasion when HaMashiach come, we that the bride wait for the bridegroom. It's going to be a tremendous occasion. That's what I'm looking forward to. Hallelujah. I believe one day we're going to have a wedding here that is going to be like no other wedding before. One day it's going to happen here. I believe that. Like nothing. And it's going to represent the very beauty and the combination of the kingdom work. And we know like that. I believe that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sherry, I don't care if we all turn away. As long as you stay here with me, all right? That's all that matters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why you use that? Because, as little Hannah said, she gets upset, but it can't last for long because the kindness and the puppyish things that Pastor Robert's intrigue with that takes up and that outweighs anything else.
brotherly kindness and brotherly love, that outweighs everything else. Just that alone, that outweighs it. So I can't stay upset with you that long. Hallelujah. Unless you become as one of these little ones, you're not going to even see the kingdom. You're not going in. Period. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who do you think you are? Well, while you were over here praying on Wednesday, I was being counseled by an elder man. He made a statement to me, Pastor Roberts. We must have leadership that we must know that the leadership has authority from the one that has given him his mandate and his command. And believe me, I will die and go to hell before I allow some strange, vile spirit to uproot the standards of Almighty Yahweh. I will do that. I might as well commit suicide. I said to the old man, I won't treat you for 20 men. And that's the truth. His grammar is broken. It's not as impeccable and precise as yours. But the dynamics of the words, that is what has power. The dynamics of the words has power. The words now, that is what has power. It's not his broken grammar. It's not his sniffling. It's not any of that. It is the power of the word. The words I speak unto you, HaMashiach says, they are Ruah and they are life. So the words he spoke, they were words of life. They were words of the Spirit of Almighty Yah. What you hear today comes from the bosom of our Abba. How do I know that? Because it is sealed in the death of HaMashiach. It is written there as a viable witness in me to say it is so. So we don't keep the commands of Yahshua. We don't have the love of Yahweh in us, period. Something has separated you from the Hava of Yah. It is not your neighbor's actions or deeds against you, because the love of HaMashiach tells you if they sin against you, forgive them. It's not that. It is your own sins. It is the corrupting of your own heart that will not let you fall down prostrate before Yahweh with oblations of praise and thanksgivings unto Him, that you are not free. For whom the Son make free is free. And He freed you from your damnable flesh, whether it's black flesh, white flesh, your prejudice ways, your hatred ways, your stubborn ways. How much He freed the house of Israel from that. He brought the power of the Torah alive. And I'm free. No, I won't allow my emotions to control me. I'm ruled by the Ruah, the word of Yahweh. When I get out of line, believe me, I may pop that thing open. There it is. Boom. When I see that, there's a message right there. For who? For me. The husband man must be partaker first. He has to eat the fruit first. That's all right by me. I like to sample it. Who would not want to sample a pound cake first? Sister Roberts brought some other day home. It was ugly. I said, what is that? She said, some cake. She said it had fallen. It was ugly. It certainly would not appease any appetites. You know, the look of it. But it sure was good. I couldn't look thin. It was nice. I said, man, this is wonderful. That's all right. Beautiful. It's a piece about that big. If it doesn't spoil on me, I'll eat that in about 2 weeks. Just, I don't need the little thin slice. I don't need a piece that big. Just a little piece at a time. I cut two little pieces about like that. That's all I need. That's enough. That's enough for me. Eat two pieces a night. That's all. Like that. Two pieces the next night. May not eat them. I tell you what. I had bought me a bag of cookies. Only 8 cookies in the thing. I was going to eat them. Well, when she brought that in, well, I may have the cookies for another couple of weeks, because that'll last me a couple of weeks there. See, this stuff right here, where it lasts me all night, all during the next day, gives me strength to go on. They ain't like that sugar now. This is it gives you the enduring effect. So we cannot, we are separated from HaMashiach, from His love, because He loved the Abba, didn't He? He did all that the Abba commanded Him.
And if we love HaMashiach, the witness of this profound truth that has been given unto us, we will follow the example that He has given unto us and do all things that He commanded. When they came, when cut the servant's ear off, did He heal the ear? Did He restore it? We don't even have the Spirit to bring about restoration among ourselves and to make sure that we'll restore to the fullness of Yahweh, that we can move in the Spirit. Too much flesh. And every time Israel moved in flesh, did it separate them from Yahweh? They were the pagan worshiper, lying things and corrupt things. When you separate your mind from that mind of HaMashiach, you will lie, you will speak lies against one another, you will cheat, you will do each other wrong. That's what you will do. Those that are led by the Ruah, the Spirit, only the other sons of Yah, only those. And if you don't sense that I'm led, get out of this place. Don't be a jackass of a fool. You that are listening, don't listen to this preacher. Find someone else that will instruct you the righteousness of Yah. That's why Stephen, when he told them, you are stiff-necked, you are uncircumcised in heart. Because there's one thing an uncircumcised Philistine does. Always resist HaKodesh, the truth of Yah. Always. That's a bastard spirit. Always resist. He said, if you have your daddy, the devil, just like your daddy. You're just like your avat. They ran upon him and kissed him, huh? They gnawed him with their teeth. What a dog. Only dogs do that. Only dogs do that. A dog gnashed you with their teeth. The dogs were so infuriated, they ran upon that young mighty man of Yah, gnashed upon him, gnawed on him with their teeth. But he had nothing separated him from the love of Yahshua. He looked up and saw HaMashiach sitting on the right hand of the Abba. He said, don't worry about these fools. Forgive them. Forgive them. These are fools. They don't know what they're doing. And you don't even know what you're doing because you're foolish. Foolish, ignorant generation. Well, you can use superlatives. I'm not going to flatter you with lies and say we're this way and we're not. That's lies. A wicked man flattereth. If I was a wicked preacher, I would flatter us and say, oh, everything is so wonderful. Everything is this. No, it's not the way Yahweh intended to be, because we are rebellious people. Examine your own love. I'm not going to flatter us because I'm not wicked. I will speak the truth. And you will bless him. You will barak him for what he has done. You will yada Yahweh. I appreciate you. I thank you. So the young women must be taught as the young men. For they have overcome. They have overcome. It's not like overcoming, isn't it? You start out on a journey and all of a sudden when you get there, it makes you feel the better, doesn't it? I like that. You set an objective in your mind. You accomplish that. Doesn't it give you strength to ascertain or go beyond the next level? See, that's the failure of most people that call themselves sons of Yah. Because there's nothing. You that are without vision, that's why you always fail at everything you do. I don't care what you do, you will never master it. Where there is no vision, you will fail. And because you have no vision, that's why you always fall. I'm telling you. Can I show an example? You all don't get upset. If you do, that's all right. That's just like someone like me being overweight. Unless there's a vision to refine my physical being. Unless there's a vision, I got to see beyond next week or 2 weeks down the road. Because it didn't happen in 2 weeks. That's why you never accomplish that desire or that feat. Because you have no vision. Now don't get your ears scratching upset when I talk about that. I'm overweight and I know that. I have no compunction with that. It is not the best thing for me. It's not the healthiest thing for me. I understand that. I don't mind using me. What's wrong with someone with a testimony saying that I've done this to try to help others? Why are we so embarrassed by that? Why not deal with the legitimacy of who we are, what I am, what I've done? Deal with your flaws that others may be strengthened. This man dealt with his flaws, put his name there to tell. I didn't tell you his name. You would never know him if he came unless he told you. But he didn't hide anything. We like to hide. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Won't stop, brothers and sisters. Yeah, help me, Yah. As the Abba has loved me, so have I loved you. He tells us
to continue you in my love. Stay in this love. What love did he have? He loved who? The Abba. So the way I love him, love me. If you keep my mitzvot, you do what I command you, you keep my mitzvot, you shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Abba's mitzvot, and I abide in his love. So you just walk in the love that I have loved my Abba with. You keep what I've instructed you in. And then you're going to have the love that I had for the Abba. The reality of life is that we don't want to deal with the things that impede us. It is not my statement. It was nothing that they said to HaMashiach that impede him from walking authoritatively at the perfect will of Yah. And he died for our sins. He did it willingly too. He did that. Because he had love for the Abba. Because we don't have love for him, we become very weakened. We have to be fed the first principles, the oracles of Yah. We have to continuously be refed the baby food. We must. It's almost like watching little Sherhe the other day. Well, the old puree food, it did not hit the spot. But the bone, well, the seasoning, just the bone alone, that was a little different. That right there brought a little sparkle to her. That made her smile. You could see the slaver of rejoicing. No, you don't take that away. The puree, okay. Give me some substance. Can't get to it. I know that I got something here. And that's what Yahweh gives us. He gives us substance. We don't like that. We don't want the things of substance. And substance always deal with you. If you deal with something of substance, it will try you. It is almost like a man going to build a building. First of all, he must weigh it up. He must count up the cost and see if he has sufficient to do the job. That's why you can never accomplish anything. You can never become victorious because you don't weigh it out. You don't see what it's going to take. It's going to take time. It's going to take effort. It's going to take correction. It's going to take discipline. I don't want to do that. So you will never. That's just the truth. The ways of Yahweh are easy and simple. They're not hard. He brought a people out 70 days. They should have been in the land. Took them 40 years and they still didn't go in. 70-day trip. He did not give us something that's complex that you can have this regala of this mentality in your flesh. Look what I've done. No! He's finished the work. You just got to walk in the power of the truth of what is already done. That's all you got to do. Oh, that's the truth. I'll stand on that. That's the truth. I'll stand on it. Well, move over. That's what Scripture says. Well, you could just back. No. Not one ounce. Oh, well, you could take that. No, sir. Not one scintilla. Oh, that's true, too. Stand on it. We don't want to do that. You don't want to stand on that which is about you, which indicts you, but you don't mind standing on that. Listen. You don't mind standing on that if Sister Roberts come to you and tell you something against her. You can stand on that. Is that all right? You can stand on that. But what about that about you? Can you stand on that? The hypocrisy, the twisted minds we have. Say, help him, Yahweh. Say, preach on, preacher. That I shall do. I don't mind dying this way. I hope I go this way. I don't want to go in no car to that. Whatever y'all's will is. I'd like to drop dead right here. Just say, brothers and sisters, hold on. See you all. That's all right. I don't mind going that way. I don't mind one bit. Aren't you afraid? Not at all. Of course, the older I get, I have no fear of that. I really don't. I want to finish this. Listen to this. This is what Shaul says. He says as he writes to his precious brother. He said, I want to tell you something, son. Now don't be offended at people. Don't let them trouble you. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. And they shall be turned to lies. So you have turned away from Yahweh. What? Who?
has separated you from the Ahava. It's your own Torahlessness, your own lies. Because you believe the fables and lies more than you believe truth. You're sad. You're immature. You're juvenileish. I use those superlatives because they're more demonstrative. You're juvenile. You don't have any strength of character. That's the truth. HaMashiach expressed the character of his Abba. We should express the character of HaMashiach. As a wife submits herself to the husband man, we should submit ourselves unto the husband man. We know who our head is. Man is the head of woman. The Son of Man is the head of this woman. He came to establish this woman, to give her strength and beauty. That's what he came to do. And the enemy has done a marvelous job by taking your juvenile, childlike mind that radiates with emotions, that is controlled by emotions, and you think you're smart. You're not smart. Well, I know how to do fractions. That doesn't mean nothing. The wise man understands the power of fraction. But when he's wise, he understands the importance of just a little fraction, the smallest amount. Well, what are you saying? Well, a wise man understands that a little leaven, it corrupts and leavens the whole lump, see. He understands the value of a fraction. He understands the importance of fractions. So he tells you that little thing in you, that's why you're corrupt and you're defiled. And whatever is defiled, you will know that. You look among these plants, what is defiled, you will know when the diseases begin to sit in. You will know that there's something is wrong. You will see it in coloration. You will see it in disfiguration. I looked at a picture of the day, and it was a goat born without a head. You know, fully born, developed everything. Boop, no heads. None whatsoever. Well, how is that? It is because man has tried to alter the course of Almighty Yah. And that's why we don't have a head today, because we had not truly been born. We got all the full measure of what we call the physical body, but we have no head. Man is the head of woman, period. Not just his wife, he's the head of... If this place was full of women, and I'm the only man, I'm the head. Period. That doesn't mean you sleep with the women. That doesn't mean you take them all to be wise. That means you're the head. Period. Period. That's it. Period! And this is a Jezebel nation, a Jezebel spirit of the nation. Nobody wants to hear that. So the wives want to take the place of the husband today, just like we want to do with the husband man. This whore, what we call the assembly, we want to tell Yahweh, no, like hell, I'm not doing that now. He said, keep my mitzvahs in mind, statutes, my ordinance. Well, I don't feel like doing it. I ain't doing it. That's just it. I want to do my own thing. I ain't buying that. He said, buy the truth and don't sell it. We ain't buying that. That's where we are. I ain't buying that about me. That ain't me. But it's him. No, it's you. And you're in worse condition than him. You're in worse condition than him because how much you say if your brother or your sister sin against you, he tells you what to do. That's the truth. Shaitan comes and there's nothing he can accuse me of. I don't care what any of you all accuse me of. You have nothing. Shaitan come, he has nothing to accuse me of. He has nothing in me. So you can accuse all you want to. Well, Pastor Roberts, I don't like to do this and that. Well, in this house, you can go out there and do anything you want to. And here, you're not going to do it here. Bottom line. Well, you go to convince me to stay. I'm not going to convince you or anyone to stay. I want you to leave. I don't care about you leaving. Period. I'm not going to convince you. I'm convinced by what he said. I'm convinced about truth. Hallelujah. I'm convinced what scripture says. Moshe, he chose rather to suffer with the people of Yah than to enjoy the pleasure. Sin, that's all it is. For a season. And that's all it is. So I will not try to convince one of you all, your sons, your daughters, believe me, mothers and daddies, I will not, not your wife, not your husband, I will not. What are you going to do? Well, I'm going to stand. Jerry, I'll be here with me. I'm going to stand. And after I've done all to do to stand, I'm going to stand. Well, how do you stand? You can never stand unless you're corrected.
So you take the military, you take the Marines that stand at some of the national monuments. They will stand for hours. I don't care if a fly land on their nose, they will not twitch. They will not move. Got to be a certain size, certain height. You tell me it doesn't take discipline. You tell me it doesn't take a mic. They will stand. Those soldiers stand for 2 or 3 hours at a time. Not one time in history where one comes to take the other one's spot, that the sword or the weapon is dropped. It is so precise that thousands go just to watch it. And the Royal Guards of France and Britain, well, they're so precise. But how do you think of Matthew? You think they don't put him in a position where they got flies and mosquitoes crawling in his ears, as Granny would say? See if he'll move. He stands there precisely. People come up and poof. Doesn't disturb them, doesn't distract them. They come up, is that real? Huh? Hey, look at me. Look. His eyes never flinches. Never venture to the left or to the right, just moving. Never. Never. Turn your eyes upon Yeshua. See, we're looking at everything but Him. They never move. If you're not impressed with that, I am. They never move. There are a few things I would like to see, and that's one I would like to see. I tell you what I'd like to see. I'd like to see a Discovery go up in flight. That's magnificent. I would like to see the Grand Canyon. No, I don't want to see nothing else. I just to see those honor guards just stand. I'm not talking about no pictures. Watching some documentary just to see that. Because that would teach you some discipline. Did HaMashiach stand? Did he stand faithfully? That is what our discipline is. He's our example. And we don't want to follow precisely what he commands us. We want to mix a little in there, take a little out. You're going to be damned if you add or take from the truth. This is what has happened. And I believe that I have one more part to this. And I'm going to finish this on Wednesday. I know, brothers and sisters, the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, I haven't forgotten. But there are things that we need because you already have the doctrine of the Nicolaitans in you. So there are things that we need to eradicate out of us and clean ourselves up. The spirit that brings about the separation between you and the love of Yah. You began to sin willfully. You began to turn your heart away from Torah. You began to take the things of Yah as though they have no value. And when you do that, I'm telling you, parents, whether you believe me or not, it's going to manifest not only in you, but your sons and your daughters down the generation. I want to read this as I come to a conclusion. It is not the finish. As Evangelist Horn would say, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let us fear Yah and keep His mitzvahs. Keep what He commands. How is it that Yahweh had a man among us like that, and yet that scripture burns so indelibly in the man's heart continuously? What is a false reality to the man? He may not have understood the power and the depths of it, but he knew that it was the truth of Almighty Yah. And he will constantly remind us of that. Of everything I do in life, let us hear the whole matter. When I'm gone, when I'm finished, the conclusion of the whole matter is that you must fear Yahweh. Keep all of His mitzvahs, what He has commanded you. And yet He allowed that big man continuously. There was not a time He preached, and that was not the conclusion of His message. He would always interject that to us. He would always. We're an ignorant people. What brings about, because I want to finish on Wednesday as to what brings about this divide, this separation, this violent separation. We get so violent against Yahweh that we get angry at everything He speaks to us. We get so violent against Yahweh, we become violently distraught. And it expressed upon our countenance, our demeanor. We become very violent against Yahweh. What has happened? I want to show you something. As Eli allowed his son Phinehas and Hophni
to do those things that were wicked and corrupt. And that's what you have done. You have been an Eli. You have the spirit of Eli. You have allowed every kind of vile thing there is to enter into your habitation. You have allowed every kind of lie, every kind of deception to take root in your life. And you have the spirit of Eli. Eli will not confront his sons against their damnable actions, what they were taking against Yisrael. He allowed them to continue in their ways and to do their perverted things. He allowed that to do, to take advantage of the daughters of Israel, to take advantage of the offerings of Almighty God. Will you do that, Pastor? You're a flat out liar. I challenge any of you. Tain't enough to do that. We got an electric bill that's over $2,500. That's a lot of money. That's a lot. Were you worried about that? Not one bit at all. We were still able to send brothers, the brother in Kenya, the brother in Ghana, and the brother in India, an offering this past week. I sent Elder Basil something on this week, and Pastor Joy down there. So that's not the case, all right? So they had taken advantage of the things of Almighty Yah, and so what they produce, I want you to hear this now. I want you to understand this. You to hear this. Scripture says, and his daughter-in-law, Eli's daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child, near to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings that the ark of Yahweh was taken, has that covenant relationship between you and Yahweh been taken from your own heart? That you allow sin and your own damnable corrupt ways to separate you from the love of HaMashiach, to bring back restoration to you. Your own sins, your own corruption, your own lies, your own anger, your own treacherous hostility. Have you allowed that? That's what you have allowed. Because it doesn't bring about repentance. When one has repentance, has a brokenness and a contriteness. I speak to Israel, I don't speak to the heathens. When she found out that it was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and travailed. And for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, do you hear that? The woman that stood by her said to her, "Fear not, for you have borne a son." But she had no heritage in that son. Do you hear me? You see, at the time of her death, there were those that said, even though you may go, you got a progenitor. Do you understand that? Where the offspring come from, the name shall be carried out. But she answered not. For she said, "It means nothing to me." For she regarded it not. It had no value. And she named the child Ichabod. Ichabod. Saying, "The splendor is departed from Israel." Because the ark was taken. And because of her father-in-law and her husband. Has the splendor of Yah departed from you? Because the ark of the covenant relationship between you and Yah has been taken? Because of your sins? You have separated yourself from him? Your own iniquity? And the spirit of Ichabod, whereby there is no beauty about you at all? Where there's no splendor of the character of Yah about you. And she said, "The splendor is gone. The splendor of Yah is departed from Israel. For the ark of Yah is taken." Yahweh's ark has been removed from us. His splendor, his power, his honor, the pristine of his character has been removed. Because I have fraternized with every kind of damnable thing. Every kind of wickedness. Every kind of sinful thing. I've allowed every kind of vile thing in my life. That's what Phinehas and Hophni represented. And the daddy was this wicked thing in the house of Yah, the one in the high place. And he permitted them to do those things. So who's permitting you to do what you're doing? Who's permitting you to retain your own hatred and your sin and your own callousness? Who's doing that? It's one thing that the word of Yahweh does. I'm going to read this in my closing. This is what it does. Hebrews 4:12. Hear it.
I know what it says. For the word of Yahweh is powerful. It is quick. It is powerful. And it is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the ruah. It separates this natural man from the power of Yah that is in him, or the spirit of life in him, and the joints and the marrow. And it is a discerner of the thought and the intent of one's heart. See, it separates. The word of Yahweh is what separates. And Yahweh, when he separates you from him, when he writes Ichabod, that there's no splendor about you at all. There's no character of Yah about you at all. There's no beauty. There's no life of Yah about you at all. Ichabod, because they have broken the eternal covenant of my Abba. The covenant of Yah means nothing to them. The death of HaMashiach has no power at all to you. It has no relevance. And you have separated yourself from this mighty act that he has done, that it will bring forth the fullness of the power of deliverance of Yahweh into the lives of Yisrael. And we have chosen the things that are the weak and better things of the life of this world. Who has separated you from the love of Yah? What has brought about the separation that there is no love for him? There's no intense pleasure that he brings. He doesn't bring a satisfaction that fills the lab like nothing else. What? We're satisfied with Bojangles chicken wings. Hallelujah. Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's right. Some greasy spoon, please. And he feeds us at his table. I'd rather dine at this table. The spiritual food. You eat the Bojangles. I'm going to eat the king that made the chicken. What came first, the egg or the chicken? Which one? Chicken. So he's got to be awful tough. If he made the chicken, then the chicken brought the egg. That's all right by me. I have no problem with that. So I'm going to eat off the table of Yah. I'm not going to eat off the tables of swines and swine meat. And things that cause me to become sick and full of death. I'm going to eat this. And that's why many of you all are sickly. You're weak. You don't have strength because you have taken and eaten from the table of Yah in vain. That's why you're weak. That's why you have no strength. That's why you're so heavy and burdened down with your own iniquity. That's why. Because you have eaten and you weren't supposed to eat from there. Many are sick. Many are dead. You have no life. You have the power of his character. Because you have done things. You have done it in hypocrisy. I don't take one word back. I preach the truth. How do you know that? Because it always deals with the love of man. That's why. Oh, I could talk about the end time, but we're such a befuddled generation. You will not know whether it was accurate or what. That's why you got so many false assumptions today. You can't know what the end time is about unless you're ready. When it comes bedtime for you all, are you ready to go to sleep? I said to my wife last night, I'm sleepy. That's your sit part, period. I'm tired. And I wasn't in bed last night. 3, 4, 5 minutes and I could even sense my heart. Do you ever sense that when your heart slows down? Because it does at night. When you sleep, it's almost like a hibernation. It slows down. It doesn't beat. It doesn't have to pump as much oxygen. It's just, I can even sense my heart. It's just boom, boom. I can even sense that. I know I was asleep. I was in the, what they call that REM, deep sleep. I could hear Sister Robert talking, and I could answer, but I was in another world. Hallelujah. May Yah bless you. You that are listening by live stream, may the word of Yah fill your heart, may be a great strength unto you. May cause your heart to rise up with a renewed, refreshed, invigorated, refurbished vigor as you may serve him. May you be invigorated today, you that are here. May Yah bless you. May he strengthen your love. May he give you understanding in all that you do. We bless you all that are listening. I say to you that are listening, do help us here. In the way of your gifts, your tithes, and your offering. There was a precious pastor called me from Chicago. He was in some Baptist movement, now almost something like an Episcopalia movement. His wife finds the broadcast And he was so enthused and so blessed. He said to his wife, I'm going to call her now. And I was sitting there yesterday, Friday, Thursday, when the brother called. And I was able to pick up the telephone and we talked for some time. He said, I know, I'm just so flattered to talk with you, because I told my wife, she said, let's send him an email. And he said, no, let's call him. And it was a tremendous rich experience to talk with the young brother who has a sincere desire that y'all began to bring him to the fullness of this knowledge. And now the assemblies, the whole house of the fellowship, they don't want to hear that. This is a generation that doesn't want truth. We don't want the truth about ourselves. We don't want nobody to tell us what it's going to take. That's just the truth. Come on, Brother Patrick. We don't want no one to tell us that it's going to take this. It's going to take that. In order for you to have this kind of stamina, it's going to take this. It's going to take that. We don't want that. We have been so consumed with this microwave type image. That's why the marriages are not working. I'm talking about among those that call themselves Hebrews. They're not working. Why? Because the wife doesn't want to do what Yah tells her. And the man, he has no mind of Hamashiach. You will never have strength. Your home will never be of strength. It has to be according to the platform or the example that Yah has given unto us. Everything has to be done that way. I don't take one word back. When I tell the sisters to shut their mouth, shut your mouth. Be quiet. Learn how to be quiet. And bless your man. That's how you do it. Don't try to always give an answer for answer. Be quiet. The best answer is a quiet answer. It is. You will project more just a quiet answer or no answer than an answer. Just to be quiet. Quiet. And that's what this Jezebel spirit has taught the women today. That's what it has taught them. And that's the truth. Where they need us. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, Scripture says that in this hour, and we in this hour, that a man is going to become more precious than the gold of Oprah. And that's the truth. Will you find a man, not a boy now, but a man. But a man. You're not going to find them. When a woman realizes that's a man, seven women are going to lay hold of him and say, come on, just let me have your name. I don't care if you do have a woman. Just come into me. Well, that seals the marriage when you goes into her. No vows, it's just when you go into her. Just come and be my husband, man. That's what they're going to say. And you women today, especially you Israelite women, you're stubborn just like the ones out of Israel. You're hard-headed. And that's just the truth. And then when you lose something that is wonderful, then you're not going to find anything. Believe me, as I said to all the people, they're not going to find anything that's going to maintain them out there. You have quit a job and thought the grass was green on the other side, and the job that you got, it was worse than the one you had. I hate it. You ever done that? You never left a job and said, and then when you left that job, I hate it, I quit my job. You got a promotion, you think, well, man, I'm going to get me a promotion. Man, I can wear a dress up like this, and I can look like that. Honey, I can wear my nice fanny frocks of Leslie Faze, and I can go and dress up. There's a price to pay. You realize, just like the goats out here, well, that field is full of greenery out there. Seeds and everything. You see them knuckleheads, they will stick their heads. Sure they do. There's a picture that two cows, the section on, one is sticking his head through the wire on that side, and the other one is sticking his head on that side. Grass full on both sides now. That's the way we are. We don't want the fullness of Yahweh's riches. We don't want Yahweh to instruct us. And when a man of Yahweh give us instruction, we get very perturbed. Because he did, especially when they did what you said. Yah said, I give you pastors after my own heart. And they will feed you with knowledge and understanding. What knowledge? Of your own sins? His correction? His command? And you will understand who you are. As a true man of God, you will understand who you are. You will understand what you are. You may get mad at him. That's all right. Sister Robin's getting upset with me. She don't stay upset with me long now. Nah. You upset with her? Yeah, but just like a fading moment. Boom, bam. So what? Hey girl, how you doing? How you feel? Sometimes I get in the morning, I feel grumpy. You ever feel that way? But I always say, morning. How you doing? Hey. She may pat me. Boom. How you doing? He said, don't mess with me, woman. How you doing? What's wrong with that? We're so cold, we don't know how to say that. Hallelujah. I speak in the dining hall, they don't even know how to speak. If they want a job, good morning, Mr. Smith. How are you today? Oh, how you doing? Oh, Sean could have gave you a rough ride last time. You going to do that? Sure you are. Can I say this before we close? It's one thing I'm always saying. I will never, and I work jobs. I said I will never go to a job, treat some woman nice,
and my wife and I have a problem. And that wasn't squared away. Never. I've never done that. I'm not going to go out here with some Jezebel and say, how you doing, Jeanita? How you doing, David? I'm fine. Everything is well. How was your day? Well, you know, things were not as wonderful as I thought they would be. What's wrong? You can talk to me.
I won't talk to you.
Huh? So I've never left my home without. Bye. Love you. See you. Yeah, I love you. I'm so ashamed. I bless your wife. They get to working. How you doing? How you feel? Awful quiet, huh? Testimony of truth, you understand? That's what brings about a great strength. It does. So I was not about to go out here and treat some Jezebel nice and treat my wife. Huh? But there are women that would treat their husband like a dog mess and go out there. Oh, yeah, how you doing, Mr. Roberts? You look so nice and that gray. Gray is you. Ooh, why would... Huh? They do that. How you doing? How you doing, Mr. Honeycutt? I'm a little late, but I had a few things that slowed me up this morning. I tell you what, I'm going to... You want some coffee?
Yeah, bring me some with no sugar, just black.
Okay. And you do that. Oh, see, they're like hypocrites of me. I'm a man of experience. I'm old enough. I experienced some things. So now, all right. You understand. And then for me to go out there and say, oh, Jeanette, you want some coffee? I'll buy. No, I'll buy. Oh, let me, please. I want to do that.
No, I'll buy for you. Even change your voice. Oh, I'll buy for you.
You sure, David? You sure, David? I have enough change.
That's all right, Jeanette. I'll buy for you.
You understand?
So you go buy Jeanette a cup of coffee. How are you? Here's your coffee.
Hey, get nervous giving it to her because she's imposing. She's... You fear because she got an attractiveness that you're afraid of.
This world is so full of hypocrisy. It's an unlearned, ignorant world. I'm telling you the truth. And then I come home and kick the hell out of her. And I come home and treat her sweet. I love her.
No, Sister Roberts. No, stop. No, I don't want to hear that. Okay. Okay. You all right, Brother Pat? Okay. Sister Roberts, come on, let's walk. Let's just... I don't feel like you. Come on, sister. Let's walk. Come on. Let's just walk. All right. Give me a hug. Give me a kiss. That's right to do that. Give me a squeeze. Let me pick you up. Come on. I'll ride you back. She's strong enough, huh? She says, Rob, she can ride me on her back. Well, they should get on. It's all right now. That's what it should be. Spontaneity and robustness. Get upset, mad. I wouldn't live in the house with Sister Rob if she had that kind of attitude. Mess me up. She'll be sweet. Want some sweet. Sweet candy. That candy? So, and then I like a piece. I like to give me a... what's that? Snicker. I give one of them 89 cent one. But every 3, 4, 5, 6 bucks, I will. I may get 2. Tell you the truth. I may eat one a day, but it works on your teeth now. Maybe 5 or 6 days. I may say, Brother Rand, let's go to the gym. And I eat me a Snicker bar. I think I got a little advantage on me. Just for the moment. That's all it is. It's a little sugar, Jim. And once I get that and really get the hit, that it's just... So you got something sweet in the home, brother. Make you... Come on. Keep you alive and robust all the time. You must well love me. I'm going to talk like that. I'll make you upset. That's all right. Just get mad. Don't stand, scratch your head and get glad. That's all right. I'm going to talk like it. I'm not going to lie against my wife and say, no, she ain't that way with me. She's sweet to me. I like it. It's the truth. She don't raise no hell with me. I don't raise no hell with her. I don't have to do it. I don't care what you say. That's just the truth. I go live in my house like some crazy head. But she's sweet to me. Yes, sir. All right. Okay. Because she's sweet to me, I'm sweet to her. Nice, sweet spirit. Smile. I like that. Huh? Hallelujah. He may have to send you one from, I don't know from where, from Bombay, India. All right? She'll be white. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. Come on, I want you, sister. What's it? You stand up there with Sister Amber and hold her hand when we sing, all right? Yeah. I don't want to stand by herself. Come on, Brother Pat.
Beloved, Share among us. Let there be a love in our
lives. We greet you all that are listening. May Yah bless you. Sister Tucker, your family. Brother Tucker, bless you all. Brother James there in New York. Brother James and Teresa there in Matthews, North Carolina. We bless you as well. All you, my friends and listeners. Brother Nathan, you in the gathering in Houston. Bless you all. We look to see you all in Houston. You that are near Houston. Come on and be with us on the 28th, 29th, and the 30th. I have a message that I've never preached, and I will preach in Houston. So come and be with us.
So let there be a harbor shared among us. Let there be.
Come on, grab your neighbor's hand. And do it with fidelity.
So let there be love shared among us. Let there be a harbor in our love. May now your love sweep the sound. Cause us.
Bless you, Brother Jerry, Sister Maria there in Dallas. I do hope to see you all. We're there in Houston, Texas.
Understanding a brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us.
Come on, look in your neighbor's eyes and sing that.
So let there be a harbor shared among us. Let there be a harbor in our love. May now your harbor sweep this house. Cause us, Yahweh, to arise. Give us a fresh understanding of brotherly harbor that it is real. So let there be a harbor shared among us. Let there be a harbor.
Come on again.
So let there be a harbor.
You that I did not call your name, I know you as ever. We bless you. Do send a gift this week to help us to sustain the work of the ministry. We bless you all. May Yahweh barak you the Shirat wherever you are.
Just Yahweh to arise, give us a fresh understanding, a brotherly love that is real. So let there be a harbor shared among us. Let there be a harbor.
For your truth is excellent, our Aban. We thank you for all things. Teach us. For we need that discipline, and that is what teaching is, to discipline us. We thank you for this Shabbat, this Shabbat, arrest. Bless every heart today. Protect Sister as he travels the highway. Elder Wyman, his wife, Sister Becky. Brother Paul, as they travel. Deacon Tim, Sister Lauren, the children. Protect us all this day, I pray. Give your modern servant understanding that he may proclaim the simplicity of truth and deal with the very love. As you taught me many years ago to deal with the very mind, the love, and the being of man. And we must walk correctly before you. We thank you for the Shabbaton and the word of simplicity. We ask it all in the mighty name of Joshua the Lamb. We thank you and we bless you. We Yahweh you Yah. And all Israel cried, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.